WFDU 89.1 FM, 2:03 in the morning. Tony Smith here sitting with you up until the 6 o'clock hour, giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental. And you know how we do. A little bit of everything else in between. Number here in the studios is area code 201-692-2012. That's area code 201-692-2012. And we are also streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Brand new music from Soul Live. This is a Tony Smith recording live at the Highline Ballroom in New York City. Their brand new CD will be released on April 24th for all the Soul Live fans out there. They'll be here in the neck of the woods in New York City in early April as well. You know I'll be there, man. They'll be at the Blender Club. Looking forward to that. Brand new music from Soul Live on their own Royal Family Recordings record label. Yeah, they're doing it big, y'all. Shout out to Alan Evans, Neil Evans, Eric Krasno. I'm trying to get those boys on the program as well. Shout out to Victor Wooten. He was on the program last week. And he'll be here in New York City. And later on, about 2 more weeks, he'll be at the B.B. King's Blues Club right there in Times Square, 42nd Street, 8th Avenue. Gonna be in there as well. Trying to get Reggie Young and Brian Wilder in the house as well. Gonna work on that bad boy. Shout out once again to Michael Gradell. How about my butchering your name, Mike? Janet Namorada just emailed me. She can't keep her eyes open anymore, man. She's failing quick. So she's going to sleep right now. I'll try and reach out to her later on. She has a program that she's putting on this coming Saturday. I think Dolores and Christine Vitale are going as well. So I'm looking forward to hearing how that all went. I think she has a sold out event as well. Mike, you showing up to that? Don't forget, coming up tomorrow, Spotlight on Gospel with Sharon Addison from 1:15 a.m. until 6. Giving the best in American, Caribbean, and world gospel music. You can hit me up at tony@tonysmith.com or tonysmith.com, which is the website. I have a lot of y'all hit me up all week long. I didn't have internet access. I didn't open up email at all when I was out of the country, man. I'm telling you. So I have a bunch of emails to try and catch up on. It's all good, though. Again, coming up on, Friday, March 20th at 8 p.m., Paula Ralph Burkett will be in concert. It's the Rebirth of a Soul. Stories in Soul, Gospel, and Jazz, taking place at Billy's Black, which is located at 271 West 119th Street between 8th and Nicholas Avenues in New York City. Their number is 212-280-2248. That's 212-280-2248. Or log on to billysblack.com for more information. And then coming up on March the 19th, it's a night, a wonderful night of live open mic sessions hosted by the very own Kim Burrell. Spoke to Kim yesterday. She was in a recording session and she's going to try and come on the show next week if she can. She's going to try and squeeze that into a very busy schedule, but this is going to take place at the Founders Auditorium located at 1630 Bedford Avenue in Brooklyn, New York, starting at 7 p.m. That's a live open mic with also Stanley Brown. Stanley Brown is tuning in as well. I want to give him a shout out also. I wanted to let him know. Got that right, Michael? I'm trying, my man. I'm trying. Thank you. But again, March 19th, 7 p.m. at the Founders Auditorium, 1630 Bedford Avenue, and Brooklyn, Brooklyn, New York. All right, let's get some more music on here. This is Gospel Jazzations. The number here is 201-692-2012. And yes, we are streaming live over the internet at WFDU.FM. Shout out once again to Kevin Moore. That boy, I'm telling you, that Kevin Moore, man. Y'all check him out. KevinMooreMusic.org. KevinMooreMusic.org. Hit him up on the MySpace and Facebook as well. Make him a friend. He's trying to catch up to me with this friends list. That Kevin, man. I tell you, that boy cracks me up every time. Daryl Nelson in the house. I'm going to give him a shout out as well. Jamaica High School alumni. What's going on, Daryl? Thanks for tuning in. Whole crew over there at Jamaica High School trying to get that class reunion going, Daryl. Give me a minute, man. Got a lot on my plate lately, partner. 208 in the AM. This is Gospel Jazzations. 201-692-2012 is the number. Here each and every Wednesday morning from 1:15 a.m. till 6, giving you the best in gospel jazz, gospel instrumental, and a little bit of everything else in between. Gospel jazz is spreading all over the country, man. Actually, all over the world. Been getting a lot of interest about this program and about the artists that are programmed here. I told you, y'all, it's never about me, man. It's about the artists and the music that they're bringing forth. So I'm so glad that the music is taking off. Look out for brand new music from Ben Tankard coming up soon. He sent me some exclusive clips. Can't play it on the air, yo. He said, Tony, it's for your ears only. So thanks, Ben. I appreciate that. That's actually Pastor Ben Tankard. But he has some brand new music coming up in the next few months or so. That'll be released on Verity Records. So tune in for that. Stay tuned for that. And he'll be back on the program, he promises, as well. Shout out to saxophonist Angela Christie from the ATL. Just hit me up. Always good to hear from you, Angela. Usually in bed by now, aren't you, man? All right. Here's music now coming to you from Merlon Devine from his latest CD, Set the Atmosphere, Volume 1, featuring Melanie Hill, fantastic violinist Melanie Hill. The song entitled Yes, right here in Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Email address is Tony@TonySmith.com. That's TONY@TonySmith.com. Thanks for that. Appreciate that, Michael. Be careful out there, partner. Be right back with you. This is Gospel Jazzations, WFDU 89.1 FM. Thank you.
let the bell in my heart ring. Oh, this is my cry, yes. This is my plea. You see, I need an angel. Call me an angel. Send me an angel down. Oh, see, I need an angel. Call me an angel. Send me an angel down. Ooh. Oh, Bella.
Hello, this is Jack McGilligan, the host of Insight. Insight is dedicated to thought-provoking interviews with thought-provoking people. Join me on Sunday, March 15th at 8 a.m. when I'll be speaking with Robert Kaiser in a fascinating interview regarding his book, So Damn Much Money, The Triumph of Lobbying and the Corrosion of American Government. That's Sunday, March 15th at 8 a.m.
Every day wanting more of you. took away my pain. You've been a constant friend, like a brother till the end. Without your shoulder to lean on, I'd probably be dead and gone. I just want you more and more each day. Afraid, so dismayed, always wanting more of you. Yeah, can't get enough for you, Lord, no.
WFDU 89.1 FM. It's Gospel Jazzations. That was music coming to you from Bruce Allen. Actually, let me rewind that. Recall, that was music coming to you from Wes Morgan. Wes Morgan, Just Can't Get Enough. Spoke to Wes last week. He's going to be releasing his new project in the spring, so look out for that. That particular cut came from the Look At Me CD. Look At Me. But the song entitled Just Can't Get Enough. Log on to WesMorgan.com for more information. But before that, we had Bruce Allen giving you the song I Need an Angel. Going out to, of course, Sister Marcia Moody, who called in. Want to give her shout-outs to the whole Moody family. Everyone listening in, everybody tuning in, and the GR family as well. That's what she calls them, the GR family. Thank you, Marcia, the whole church family. All the chaplains out there, and of course to our favorite brother in the whole wide world, Brother William Moody. Thank you, Marshall, for calling in. Right before that, Merlon Devine giving you the song Yes, right here on Gospel Jazzations. Log on to MerlonDevine.com.
Did you get stuck?
Yeah, I got stuck. I was getting ready to say something. Don Corey's in the house.
Hey, Tom.
What's going on, Don?
Man, I tell you, God is good.
Shout out to Sister Winnie. She just emailed me, man.
Hey, Sister Winnie.
Winnie, if you haven't gotten your pledge packet yet, I'm going to make a notation of that, and I'll make sure management has sent that out. I know they were a little late sending those pledge packets out.
Because I didn't get mine either.
You didn't get that? All right, yeah, they're a little behind.
Uh-huh.
So, hopefully in another week or so, we'll get that out to you.
They better catch me while I got money in the bank.
See, that's what I keep saying. I told them, y'all better get it cracking. But Don, man, good to see you, man.
That was good to be seen, trust me.
I know that's right.
Jesus Christ. Winnie, I got to call you. Lord have mercy.
Don Corey always having issues.
These issues.
Always something going on with Don. Don Corey does not lead a boring life, y'all. He does not lead a boring life. There's always something going on in his life, man.
I tell you. to try to do right. And, you know, but God is good. He turned my scars into stars.
Turn my scars into
stars. Oh, yes. That's what the Clark sister said. He'll turn your scars into stars.
Oh, my goodness, man. Sharon Addison says, what's up?
Big
up.
Hey, Shank.
Big up, Don.
What a guan girl.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm sure Winnie will be calling in. She wants to know what's going on.
I think I'm going to beat her to the punch. She got to hear about this. My God.
Carlos Barnett tuning in as well.
Carlos.
Yes, yes, yes.
I got to call you, too. Jesus.
Hey, I understand you hung out with Todd and Nicole and Nicole's
family.
I
had a good time. I met, we went to this really nice place. Mm-hmm. We went to IHOP, but it was so crowded.
Mm-hmm.
And so the wait was like half an hour, 45 minutes.
Oh, half an hour. That's nothing, man.
It's nothing, really. I would have waited, but I don't think Todd wanted to wait. Because I was starving.
Oh, okay.
By that time.
And Todd was hungry.
So we ended up at this really nice diner called the Grill over in, Scarsdale?
Scarsdale, New York? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Ah, really nice. Really nice.
Yeah.
And then we came back to Nicole's house, and I met her mom
mm-hmm.
and her dad and her brother.
Oh, wow. We met the whole family, man.
I'm telling you. We just had a great time talking in front of the house, laughing. Father, something else. Mother, too. She was so happy and elated.
Yeah.
I was happy and elated, too.
Okay.
It was
okay.
So nice.
Good, 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 man.
Yeah. Then I went on and got back across the water.
The water.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Not water.
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 I know.
Water.
That Detroit accent, man.
We don't know nothing about no water.
No. That's our Jersey accent, water.
Jersey and New York.
Right. 2:30 in the a.m. Don Corey's in the house.
Yep.
Give a call. Want to talk to Don Corey. See what's going on in his life. Always some issues.
Get a pistol and pad. Jesus.
Oh, sorry to hear that, Don.
Yeah, well, God is good.
Yeah, yeah,
He turned that thing around quick.
Oh, my goodness.
Jesus, not again.
Not again.
Not again, Jesus. And as the Lord would have it, favor prevailed. Thank you, Jesus.
Go ahead, call in Winnie. Jesus. You got to find out what's going on with Don Corey, man. In the meantime, by request, coming to you from Marcia Moody, she wanted to hear some Layla Hathaway from the Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3, Kirk Whalum.
Okay.
Here's a song entitled, It's What I Do.
That's right.
Right here on Gospel Jazz Nation's WFTU. 89.1 FM. Crack me up, Don. We'll grab back, y'all. 201-692-2012 is the number. 201-692-2012.
Please welcome Layla Hathaway.
Possible to love someone like you. 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Nothing you do, nothing you say, nothing could change the love that I promised you when I promised you I'd stay. It's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Yes, I know all there is to ever know, where you've been and where you'll ever go. All your mistakes from yesterday's and the ones you'll make tomorrow. You've been trying so hard to comprehend. Bother asking how it's possible to love someone like you. It's 'cause you're mine. It's 'cause you're you. It's 'cause I'm love. It's what I do. Someone like you, it's 'cause you're mine, it's 'cause you're you, it's 'cause I'm love, it's what I do, it's how I'm wired. I don't ever get tired. So pure, yeah. Don't bother asking how. Try to wonder why I can love you like I do. that good. Oh, God's been so good. He's been just that good. He's been just that good. He's been just that good. God's been so good. He's been just that good. Oh, God's been so good. He's been just that good.
Thank you.
Music from Rich the Brew, the song entitled Look and Live, right here on Gospel Jazz Stations. Before that, had music coming to you from, that was a double play from Layla Hathaway.
Yes.
Song entitled He's Been Just That Good. And It's What I Do, coming to you from the Gospel According to Jazz. Chapter 3, by request from Sister Marcia Moody.
Yes, she has another request.
She told me to tell you, it's all good, Don.
Yes.
It's all good.
She wants to hear that song, God is, what is
it? I got you.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
But, okay.
Yeah. Got it covered already.
All right, Sister Marcia. She's dedicating it to me.
Yeah. You were on the phone, so you didn't hear it, man.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. Everybody want to call and find out what's going on
in the
life and times of Don Corey Washington.
I'm calling in.
It's 2:50 in the a.m. This is Gospel Jazzations, streaming live at WFDU.FM. 201-692-2012 is the number. Shout out to Jasmine Miller. Feeling a little bit under the weather this morning.
Ah, be healed.
Be all right. And to Darlene McCoy, I want to give her a quick shout out. My main man, Michael Gridell, still tuning in from Denver, Colorado. Thank you. Shout out to Sharon Addison. He'll be joining you on tomorrow, 1:15 a.m. until 6, right here at WFDU Radio.
Hey,
streaming
Shari.
Live at WFDU.FM as well. For Spotlight on Gospel, you need to check her out. I'm telling
Amen.
You. Yeah. But we have the one and the only on the line. Our West Coast correspondent tuning in. Kicking it all the way live.
All the way.
All the way live.
One.
There you go. See? Hear that? That's that boy good. It's Kevin Moore. Saxophonist Kevin Moore. KevinMooreMusic.org. What's going on, Kev?
What's going on with you fellas?
It's good, man.
God is
Another
good.
Day's journey. Another
oh,
day's
yes.
journey.
And I'm so glad.
Yeah, I know you glad. Y'all don't need to worry. Doc Corey is still ignorant. He's going to be ignorant.
Don't do it.
All his appointed time.
Yeah, but I got favor.
Yeah, I know you do.
I don't care what
that.
You call it.
you need favor.
I certainly do.
What's going on with you fellas?
All right, Kevin. It's all good, man. Everything's going well on this end.
Yes, sir. I just want to let y'all know, over the weekend I got a call from the president from the islands, and it just blew me away. I was like, who is this calling from?
Oh, yeah, I got that call, too.
From an international line.
on the day of his arrival.
The president will be with you in 3 minutes. Can you hold?
Hold, please.
Hold, please.
Hold, brother. Man, that was something, man. I really appreciate that. Totally. Yeah. Taking time out from Bermuda. That's where you were at, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man.
No problem.
Want to give a few shouts out. I have some people listening in. Of course, out to Demetrius Tolfrey, praying for him and his family.
Yeah.
Had his father's services on this past Friday. And also to Pastor Renee Winston, San Francisco. Shout out to her. And then I got my cousin, Big Mike Dean, on the line.
Praise God.
South San Francisco. Mike is my boy. Even though we're cousins, we definitely have a good time. So shout out to Big Mike. This is your worldwide shout. He said give him a worldwide shout. So they stream it live.
Worldwide shout.
Worldwide.
Yeah, streaming live in Africa, Australia.
This is a global praise, y'all. Global shout out.
Welcome to the family. So I'm sure he'll be probably checking it out. He was digging the last tune. He said, ain't that your song, Look and Live? And, well, you know, it ain't my song, but, you know, I do have a rendition of that.
Right,
know.
right.
Yeah,
Big Mike, what's up? Wow.
Yeah, you know, he's trying to hang out and pick up and go to work. Crunching the numbers. I think he's a certified accountant.
Oh, okay. So it's about that time of the year.
Oh yeah.
Well, he don't do taxes no more. I think he just worked for the big corps.
Okay, all right.
Got tired of got tired of pooking him trying to get the hook up.
Yeah.
Can't you itemize my Popeye's order?
Sharon Addison, shout out to you. finally joined the family share.
I got receipts.
Yeah, I would used to do that. I would come to Mike with bags and bags of receipts. Like, man, what is this? This ain't gonna work. It ain't gonna work.
With the grease spots on. Just stuck them in the bag.
Tartar sauce stains, you know, right?
With a little relish piece in the middle.
Right, right.
Try it up.
3 hours before the deadline. What can you do?
You can work a miracle.
Right.
You just go out to file next year. That's all.
I can't sort through this mess.
Right. And then he finally hit me. He showed me how to do it myself. I've been doing my taxes for
him. Yeah, because you got tired of messing with you, man.
All your receipts from the rib shack. Betty's fish. Betty's fish fry.
I heard you was stirring up trouble over the weekend with Todd and Nicole.
Man, we had a great time. Had a great time, but you got to be.
Nicole said, that boy had us out here trying to steal on 125th Street.
Say what?
Trying to steal something and run.
No, we weren't even in Manhattan. We were in Mount Vernon.
He had to do a what today. Yeah, we was trying to steal something from the vendors and run.
We ain't seen no vendors. We went to the City Limits Diner. And Scarsdale area. I think it's Scarsdale.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Man, so what happened in the life of Don Corey tonight? The news report just came in.
Well, I'm going to tell it.
You need to tell her. You might get your deliverance.
I got stopped by the popo on tonight. I'm about to do the sequel to My Dear Coast to Jail.
What do you have? You have tenant windows or what?
No. I stopped at Dunkin' Donuts on the way here, and I got back in the car to dash it because it's close to the exit to get off to come here. And didn't turn my lights on. So the cops stopped me because my back lights weren't on.
Oh, he must have thought the car was driving itself because you so dark he couldn't see it.
I'm going to have your fine. You old imp.
Let me pull this car over.
Soon as I turn into the driveway to come into the parking lot, here come these flashing lights. I said, Lord have mercy. What now?
License and registration, please.
Yes.
Yes.
So I gave him that, my insurance card. And he just checked, and had me turn the light switch on, see if the back lights work. And he let me go.
Okay. Did you give him a donut?
No, I gave God a shout. I didn't think about him and no donut. I kept my donut. I wasn't giving him my French cooler. Well, so Winnie, now you know. but thank God for his favor.
Tom, I'm supposed to remind you about Sunday. I guess Gospel Jazzation is on the air Sunday.
Yes,
true?
Yes. Thanks for letting me know, man.
Yeah, somebody. I forget who sent me that email.
Oh, yes, that's right. This coming Sunday morning, 7 a.m. till 8 a.m. It's the abbreviated edition of Gospel Jazzation, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. Eastern Time.
Praise God.
Yes, this coming Sunday. Yes. Check that out. Thank you, Kevin.
Courtesy of Kevin Moore. You know,
thank you.
Yeah, I'm on top of it.
You on point, man. I got to add you to my roster.
I appreciate that.
Just like a buzzard on a perch. That's all right.
All right, you're going to get stopped going home this time. This is
the blood of Jesus.
No,
I'm not.
The
blood of Jesus. I received not.
Oh, my God. Shout out to JP and Sister Leslie Kennard, Phil Jancy.
Oh, yeah.
Todd Nicole, and then again in Westchester. Sister Sunshine, where is she at in hiding?
I don't know. We haven't heard from her in a minute. I'm sure she still tunes in, though.
Sister Cynthia, much love to you.
Yeah.
Hardworking sister out there.
Right.
She must be the president of the university by now.
Right. Yeah, you know she's running it.
She's doing
it. Tell the president what to do.
I know you're coming on to the top of the hour. We're going to get to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, about 20 seconds. Yeah, I don't want you to get cut off, man.
Yeah, so shut up a little bit. Yeah.
Shut up for just a minute.
Oh, wow. Shut up.
Turn his mic off.
You shut up.
Well, hold on for a second, Kev. I don't want you to get cut off, man. All right. We'll be right back with you. It's Gospel Jazz Nations right here on WFDU 89.1.
Shut up, Kevin.
FM. Wow.